And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Baja's East Cape talking fishing here in the East Cape, one of the best places on earth to go fishing.
This is Gosh Scott.
So hang out.
It makes me want to go so bad. One of my favorite places
can't
in the whole world. Yeah, can't wait either, man. We're having a great time talking about such a great spot in the ranch, and we are also giving away such an amazing prize. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. If you didn't hear, one lucky caller today is going to get a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Haleakalas, a fantastic pair of glasses.
Your new favorite.
Yeah,
right?
I've got a pair myself. Like I said, they're just, you just wouldn't believe that a pair of sunglasses can weigh that little. I mean, when you're fishing all day, they're awesome. It's that Maui Pure lens that Pete was talking about earlier in the show. They just don't weigh anything.
They don't weigh anything. They don't scratch.
Yeah.
They are perfect.
It's a nose piece glass, which I didn't think that I would like. It's got like a nose piece, so it helps sit it off of your face a little bit, so you don't get, you know, you don't get the fog or steam. I just can't say enough good things about them. I love them. It's a brand new pair of Maui Jims. Again, the Haleakalas. This one is a gray fade frame with the Maui HT lens. They're just awesome. I'm so stoked to get to give away one of these pairs of glasses.
One of these callers is going to win that pair.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're talking a couple $100 pair of Maui Jims. A really, really killer prize for one lucky caller. So, again, if you want to get your chance at those great Maui Jims, or much better yet, your chance to talk to the man, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll-free 877-792-1090. This is a perfect time to call because we've literally had every single phone line packed for the first half of the show, and there's one line available on both of those, one in the 858-457-1090 and one of the toll-free 877-792-1090.
Indeed. Now, we talked about in the break, John, your man, Eddie, the boatman.
Eddie.
The boatman extraordinaire. Eddie is like the most charming guy. And he does such a good job running the boat.
He really does. He's MacGyver.
Yeah.
It just amazes me all the different things that he can do.
Yeah.
He supervised, I mentioned earlier that we redid rooms 1 through 12, the bathrooms. He supervised that. He's very, very handy. He's done a great job with the boats. It's noticeable when you go down there and see every year. We do maintenance. We pull maintenance on all of them. That's something else we do over the winter months when we're closed is we go over all the boats, all the equipment. We go through everything and make sure it's a tip-top shape, and including sending all the accurate reels up and having them redone, and trying to keep all of our equipment, all the thanks to Yamaha and accurate and Jack, and we've really got the good equipment on the boats. And
Yamaha outboard powered, all the Pongas.
All Yamaha, and those things are, I can't say enough about those Yamaha motors.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
They're just beyond belief. Yep. They just don't break.
The best.
They just do not break.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many hours we put on them, and they just keep ticking and keep ticking.
How many years has Eddie been with you guys at the ranch?
Eddie's been with us a long time. He kind of came up through the ranks. He was young when he started. He must have been 13 years old when he started.
I love those stories.
And I'm not sure exactly how old he is, but I think he's probably 27, 28. They're all listening now, so I got to be careful. But he's been a miracle. He really has. He and Gabrielle and help, and of course Gary Barnes Webb down at the beach. We have quite a crew down there.
Oh, you know, it's such a great
group. Every morning when the boats go out, I'm there, Gary's there, Gabrielle's there, Eddie's there. We make sure everybody gets what they need and get off. And also, we're real proud of the fact that if you want, you're out by 6:30. If you want to go.
And the whole staff at Rancho Leonero, the bartenders, Don Pancho. I mean, Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a great guy, and all the guys in the dining room, just like just fantastic people. They're like family.
It really is. It's you guys create a family feel like no other place that you travel to. I mean, you know, whether it's your first time at the ranch or your 40th time at the ranch, they're just accepting of you like it's an old friend.
Well, it's the old Cheers thing. You know, everybody knows your name, but it's way beyond that because everybody's spending a week there, living there, you know, some breakfast, lunch, and dinner and getting to know everyone. And also the guests get to know each other real well. I've seen, you know, I've been down there a while now. We're in our third generation of, you know, children with the grandkids and now them bringing their kids. And families meet down there, you know, and then arrange their vacation so they can come at the same time. It's been a unique experience for me. It's really a lifestyle. And I'm a lucky guy that I made it and I got involved in able to.
And one of the most beautiful dining rooms on earth.
Yeah, no question about it. Best view ever.
You know, this story is like, you know, when I built that's another story. But that great big high cathedral ceiling was a result of my not being able to measure the slope. When I built that myself, right? I was the contractor, and I measured from the slope to the roof to the peak of the roof, not taking into consideration the slope of the bluff. Sure. So the whole building was sloped down. So then I just heightened the dining room. That's why it's that's huge cathedral ceiling. That's how it came out, because I made a mistake on the, and from that mistake became that beautiful cathedral ceiling.
Yeah, so sure. Nice.
I shouldn't tell anybody. It was I meant to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, cool. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it, buddy. And jam-packed, they definitely are. We got some very patient callers. We're going to talk to Paul. He's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and John.
Hi, Paul.
My question to John is, hello, how did that all come about? How did you get the land, and how did that all come into fruition? How did that all fit?
It's a long story. You know, I was down there fooling around with some friends in Cabo San Lucas, and this particular property was listed in Sunview Properties in Bonita, had the listing up here in the United States. And
what year was that?
It was actually 79. I ended up purchasing it, and it took a long time to get it in January of 82. So it took about 3 years. When I found it, there's no real legal way for an American, a foreigner, to own property in the prohibited zone along the beach or along the border there. So I took a lot of risk purchasing it, and it was, to be honest with you, it was a very reasonable price, and it's like a park. It's one of the most beautiful spots in the world. It took my breath away. So I was very suspicious that I was buying the London Bridge. So it took me a good 2 years. We were the first people to get U.S. title insurance with First American Title. There was an old Cuban, Oscar Salas, who came and did a title search for the ranch and went all the way back. And it was really easy because it's out of Predio de los Martires, which was an original Spanish land grant that goes back hundreds of years. And so it was a very clear title. And then I had a water study done. And at that time, there was no desal back in those days, so you had to have water, and we had plenty of water.
Have plenty of water, right?
Oh, yeah, we sure do. We've got great water. Anyway, long story short, I just slugged it out, and I figured, well, once I purchased it, then hard part would be over. And, geez, I was just signing up.
Yeah.
Just starting. And it's been that way. Actually, the last 10 or 15 years has been a lot easier for me as I've gotten older and figured everything out. But I really bucked the odds. There's a lot of people I understand that came down and wanted to do the same thing that I've done, And if there was one attribute, it's straight dogmatism, perseverance. Once I've been on, I hung on. And there was a lot of times where I really figured I wasn't going to make it. But I hung in it, and I hung through.
It was
truly tough. I should write a book.
Because
you can't make
this stuff. Talk about one of your early partners.
You mean Ray? Actually, he never ended up being a partner, but one of the guys who actually showed me the property was Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones. He was down. We were down there in Cabo San Lucas, and I was going through a divorce, and it was party time. And he was actually the one that had the listing and took me over there.
Keith Richards was a real estate agent.
Oh,
in
he
Cabo?
Was. He was not a real estate agent. He was interested in purchasing the property, and I went over there looking at it with him.
I got it.
And the first time around, and then it went from there. And he was never actually a partner. He was going to be, but that never happened. But it's quite a story.
I don't even
bring it up because nobody's going to hardly even believe me. that's the way it really is. But really,
it's the Wild Wild West back then.
Yeah, I really should put it all down. If I ever kick myself for one thing, it's not keeping a journal.
You're a fortunate man to have all the things in right in place, and I know it came with a lot of
I've been extremely lucky and a lot of hard work. Absolutely.
I'm for sure.
Not trying to pat myself on the back, but it's like a lot of luck was involved too.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks. Good question, Paul.
Yeah,
thanks
great.
A lot for the
thanks,
phone call
Paul.
This morning. Bart Hall had to know he's going to call.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Hi, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Of course I have to call. It's my buddy.
Thanks, amigo.
It's our favorite place.
You know, I'm so glad that you went through all that crap, John, because you created my favorite warm water destination. So
thanks. Me too. It's my favorite warm water destination. I love it down there, and like I said, it's a unique spot. It really, really is. So
well, you know, we go every year. I'm sure everybody knows. I mean, I talk about it all the time and write about it. But this year was really special because it was the first time that my older son Morgan and his wife Katie and their two children, my grandchildren, we had come back to the ranch since they had their honeymoon there, and my other son Travis and his wife Lori were there, and my other two grandchildren weren't, but it was the first time that I'd had my sons there and my daughter-in-laws and two of my grandkids. And then of course we were there over Father's Day, and Morgan went out with his family because his kids were there, and then Travis went out with me because it's Father's Day, and I got to catch that fish of a rooster fish of a lifetime. So it was a real memorable trip for us, and it was fun to have the whole family there.
Yeah, three generations. It's a beautiful thing. I see that so much, and it's great to have people come back all these years. And thanks for all the support over the years too, Bart.
Yeah, I bet you do see that a lot.
Yeah, we do.
It's the perfect place for kids and families and everything. So
and the kids like it, and the kids want to come back. And it's like McDonald's, you know, if the kids drag their parents as often, I think, as the parents
come down.
The kids enjoy going up and down the beach and the snorkeling and all that too. But one of the reasons I'm around, Bart, is because of you and the shows. You know, it's
my grandkids talk to their cousins, and now their cousins want to come next year.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
Excellent.
It's amazing that the size of the rooster fish you caught on your trip this year, Bart.
Giant.
Well, there's some writers at Western Out There News that don't believe it was that big, but Alonzo said it was the biggest rooster he'd ever seen in the Sea of Cortez.
It was fat. It was so fat.
It's hard to tell from the picture because it's so fat, but I couldn't get my arms around it. And Travis had caught said 60 or 70 pounder the day before, and he had lifted in the boat. He said, "Dad, that's a lot bigger than my fish." So,
wow. So
whatever. I don't care. I couldn't have caught a fish any bigger than that. I wouldn't have been able to do it.
By the way, both of those photos are on the website if you want to take a look at them, and you can compare them. They're right. They're
and
right
those
close
fish
to each
are
other.
Still swimming in the East Cape.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're all released, and that's the beauty of rooster fish. They're an easy fish to release. The meat,
yep.
The meat is just about as foul as any meat. The dogs won't eat the meat from them. So that's their
savior. Of
they're an easy fish to release.
Yeah.
Well, they're easy to release from a hook standpoint, but they're so damn slimy that after you've released them, you feel like you've been at Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Well, Bart, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Bart.
Enjoying it as usual.
That's what happens when you put one of those roosters in your lap, too, you know.
Get the little... Thanks, Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
Later. I'll jump back in those phones.
Sounds good to me. Jim from San Luis Obispo, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
I'm San Luis Obispo. I'm going to be taking my family down there in a couple weeks.
Great.
First time with the kids and one of the grandkids. She's only 5 months old, but we're traveling down there. And one of the questions they had was the fish processing. What do we need to bring down there to bring the fish back? And do you have smoking available?
We do. We do have smoking available. You don't have to bring an ice chest down. What a lot of people do is they'll bring a 55 quart is about max you want to bring because weight wise you can pack it with fish and it's going to stay under 50.
That said, 50 pounds.
That said, we have just like in Alaska at the ranch, we have the airline certified packaging that you can we'll pack up your fish for you at the ranch. We've got sub-zero freezers at the ranch. We, for a tip, the guys clean all the fish for you. We have bags there. We recommend you bring your own Ziploc bags. All that's free. If you want to use fish processing, the smokehouse, and they do a great job. They do vacuum packing, and they also do smoking.
Yeah.
And that's available.
Chris does an excellent job.
He does an excellent job. Just be very similar
and
to
the experience. They'll come pick up the fish at the ranch and then deliver it back to you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you don't have to go up there. It's just the same as if you were to do it at the ranch. But you have the option to either do it through the ranch, tipping the guy that cleans your fish and using our freezers for nothing, or using the smokehouse. So you have all the options. And gosh, if you're going to be coming down the next couple of weeks, you're going to be taking home some fish
yeah.
For sure.
If you were going to utilize that east, because you mentioned smoking, if you're going to utilize that smokehouse option, do you make those reservations ahead of time? Something you can do
down there?
How does that work?
No. They come every day.
Okay.
They come every day.
And just let Eddie know you want your fish processed by East Cape Smokehouse, and you
want
someone
to smoke.
Yeah. And the guy will be there, tally it all up
for
you.
That's what it's about at the ranch.
Back,
we make
pack,
easy. Just easy. Just let Eddie know, and they take care of it from there. And when you're on your departure, they'll deliver it ready to go.
Very nice. Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to talk about our letstalkhookup.com trips page. Letstalkhookup.com is our website, and our trips page is full of trips for the remainder of this year and, of course, next year. One of the trips on there is our Rancho Leonero trip. What is it? Is it our 22nd or 23rd? I didn't look at the trip there, but it's a very, very popular trip. Very popular time of the year, beginning of June. Super nice. One of my favorite times in the East Cape. And we certainly encourage any family, couple. A lot of couples come. Dr. Bob and Carol always run the tournament along with the help from Pam, and it's like a family deal. And everybody's invited. If you haven't been there before, certainly you want to do that.
It's a great time of year to come as well. June's a beautiful month, and as good as the fishing's been, it seems like every year that we had one year we got blown up by an early hurricane. But besides that,
unheard of.
Yeah, that was a long year.
But other than that, it's always been fantastic.
And fantastic fishing too. Real good bill fishing that time.
Yeah,
of year.
Yeah, it's fun.
And the numbers were
and the rooster fish fishing, like Bart was talking about, off the that's usually the prime
June,
time for
June
rooster
is prime
fish.
for the giant
big roosters.
The big roosters.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm encouraging our listeners to sign up soon because the trip always fills up.
It does.
And it's a very, very popular, and every year gets more and more popular.
And reserve your boat, too.
Yes. Yeah, you can just do that by calling the ranch, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal, as big a deal as the room, making sure you have the boat you want.
Yeah, and so we were talking about warm water and cold water destinations. Now, we also have our favorite cold water destinations, and those are, of course, in Alaska. Whalers Cove Lodge already sold out for 2018. Kingfisher Charters might have a couple of spots left. The June trip to Kingfisher Charters that Rick and I are both going on this year might have a couple of spots. And there are a few spots left to Katmai Lodge because we have a double the numbers this year.
Yes.
We're going in July with Rockhod Rick's going to be hosting that trip along with Mike Lum from the Fred Hall shows. Mike Lum and Rockhod Rick will host the July trip to Katmai Lodge on the Alagnac River, which is just unbelievable. And then Pete Ciccoloni from Kustler Yachts and myself will host the end of August trip to Katmai Lodge. Unbelievable. So I was trying to describe it to Terry at Point Loma Seafoods, the Katmai Lodge experience. And I'm going to tell you something. I got them to cut us such a good deal this year.
Yeah, you did. I can't wait.
It's never, I promise you, it's never going to happen again. So if you've ever thought about going to Katmai Lodge, they're not going to do this anymore. I pretty much can promise you that they're not going to cut us as good a deal as they cut this year. So if you want to go to Katmai Lodge, 2018 is your year. Either in July for the incredible sockeye, trout, king salmon season, or at the end of August for the unbelievable trophy trout season, fly out, free fly out in that, and then also the amazing silver salmon.
The thing is,
in the river,
you pulled off two of like their prime season dates. I mean, it's the height of the time, and got a discount.
And they're giving us a deal.
All on a trip that is going to sell out under its own merit, anyways, because it's the prime time of year.
Right.
It's like it'd be like going on a 5-day in August and getting a discount and getting those dates. Like, I mean,
they've got such a limited season. They've got a 4-month season.
Score.
Katmai has like a 2-month season. Yeah, really.
I am more excited about this than anything. Just from hearing you over the years, you know, the wildlife that you see, the fishing that you see, we hear the reports, you know, from Jeff every day. It's just, I can't wait to experience
and
this
place. And it's a great place to take your non-fishing spouse or girlfriend or husband or whatever. You know, a lot of wives that like to fish, their husbands don't like to fish. It happens.
Yeah.
But this is a perfect place for that because we took a bunch of couples the year before, and every single one of the non-fishing people, the ladies, came up to me and hugged me and said, this is the best experience I've ever had in my entire life.
So cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man.
So,
it's going to be so much fun.
So check it out. It's all of that is on our trip page. Letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page. Check it out.
All right.
Sign up.
With that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our fishdope.com report by the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, the catch report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Live Bait Hooks. They drive the boat and point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your bait to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. And speaking of the guy who has infinite success, it's the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, our fishdope.com reporter. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning. I've been just sitting here shaking. I'm so excited for what's going on, guys. I've been waiting for my turn to talk. So. Oh, my goodness. After I hung up the phone with you guys last week, we got on the boat. We went out on a 2-day trip. And the fishing over at San Clemente Island is anything. It's just the most insane fishing that I've seen. And I've been fishing that island since 1977 for a living, and I've never seen what's going on there right now. The big yellowtail are all over that front side of the island. It's like Cedro-style fishing. It's all that smallest fish is like 15. The biggest fish are like 45. They're everywhere. It's all over that front side of the island, guys. And it's all you got to do is find a little bit of condition. And the fishing's phenomenal. I know guys that were there yesterday that had 20-plus fish. Todd Manser was there on the boardroom. He had 26 or 27 fish, and it was all big fish. You know, so the casualty rate's incredible. Then to go along with that, if you anchor up in sight tight anywhere, after you get your yellowtail, you can catch all the calico bass you want. It's all quality calicos. But the real big deal is what I've been doing all week is I go over there in the morning with my guys, and we catch a little bit of that yellowtail. Then we sneak around the back side of the island, get out about 8-10 miles, and hold on to your hats, guys. That bluefin's back, and it's back with a vengeance. Last night was, oh, my gosh, it was the most. I got in this morning at 1 o'clock in the morning, guys. We got 4 more of those monsters. We got our biggest fish of the year last night. We got a fish that taped out at 72 inches. It was incredible. It was biting. It was up on the surface foaming. It was 200-pound fish foaming all over the place. It's like,
oh my God!
How big is a 72-inch fish, Dave?
I don't know. I got in at 1:30 this morning, so I don't know what it weighed.
I mean, is it 250, 300? What is?
No, he's probably 225 or 220. Or something.
Oh, only 225. Yeah. 220.
But all that fish,
just a hurricane bank cow caught, you know,
right.
A few hours.
All
from
that
home.
Fish has been cookie cutter 135 to 160 this whole time back there. So. I know that guys have caught some big fish. I haven't. All the fish we've caught have been that 165 to 135 fish. So we were pretty excited last night. But it was incredible. We were flying the double yummy, and we were getting double jig strikes on the double yummy. It was just insane. And it
Unreal.
Didn't happen. It did not happen. You don't even saw fish until 5 o'clock last night.
Never saw them until 5 o'clock. Hey, I've noticed in your fishdope.com pictures that you fly the pink yummy. You like that pink one?
Here's the deal. We have pink, black, yellow, black and gray, white, orange. It doesn't matter. Okay? I can tell you the best one to fly is the one that Rick's going to sell you. Because
that's the only reason,
if you look through all the pictures, you see purple ones in the fish's mouth, you see pink ones, you see yellow ones. Like last night, we went through 7 different yummies because the fish just tore them to pieces. And
so cool.
The braid yummy doesn't get, the animal doesn't get torn apart, but the hooks get ripped out. And then we don't have time to re-rig, so we just put the next one up. We got 25 of them rigged all the time on the boat. So
Wow. This is incredible fishing, Dave. And, you know, the thing is that I know there were a lot of guys that tried it when it was biting, you know, a few weeks back or a few months back that really wanted to catch their fish of a lifetime and, you know, and either had success or didn't. And we talk to guys all the time, oh, man, I really wish I would have got one of those big ones. It is better. It is better right now than it has been all year long. It is the best time to go get a big one, period.
That's what I was just talking to Grosbeck about. He's listening right now, and he's like, Hanson, don't wind it up like you always do. Don't wind it up. I'm like, I can't help it. It was so insane last night. I'm still wound up right now.
He wants to keep it a secret, right?
Yeah, there was only 30 boats on it last night, so it's kind of a secret.
Only 30 boats?
Well, I mean, considering
yeah, on the backside of Clementi, and it was blowing 20.
Oh.
But it was so good.
Yeah, but you know the difference between your boat and Grosbeck's boat?
Yeah. His has a gyro.
His has a sea keeper on it.
Yeah, but I have the stabilizing fin, the brand new Entra Vector fin. We don't rock at all. Not even a tiny bit.
That's sweet.
Nice.
Well, not even a tiny bit.
What an amazing opportunity. I mean, and again, if somebody wants a shot at a trophy of a lifetime, this is it, Dave. And you know, the best thing about what you do with fishdope.com is you put it out and you let guys
shows
know.
Pictures.
Hey, it's
it's
biting right now. It's biting right now. This is where
there's
biting
a lot of people
at.
That are hating Dave right now.
Oh, they always
they're
do.
They're
okay.
Really hating Dave putting it out like that. But that's what we're all about. We put it out. Dave Hanson, fishdope.com is the source. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. Hook up now. And Dave, how do we find you and go fish
but
with you?
You know what's really cool, though? We didn't even talk about the yellowfin fishing.
Yeah, right. The wide open yellowfin this happening.
Wide open, all you want, 25 miles from the dock, and it moved over. It moved a little bit closer to Dana Point last night, so it's going to be an unbelievable week, guys. We don't have any weather coming until Thursday, Friday, so the next 3 days you can really do some damage, guys. So you can see, like Rick was saying, I don't know, you haven't had a chance yet? Here's your chance.
Yeah, this is
sounds
it,
like
man.
A lot
go
of guys are
going to
be sick tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks, Dave Hanson, your saltwater guide. You have any spots to go fishing with you?
Right now, we got some dates open in October. I'm leaving tonight with the Angels. I got Ron Reneke and a couple of the other Angels are all coming to go catch a trophy tuna tonight. So.
Cool. That's well, you better get some rest there, boy.
Nope, we're on our way to the field dock.
All right. Thanks, Dave. We'll
thanks,
talk
Dave.
To you
nice
next
job.
Sunday. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Got it. We're going to do that. And just as you heard that fantastic report, again, is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And if you go out on your own boat and catch one of those giant fish, that is the time, too, where Fisherman's Processing, I mean, dealing with what the leftover parts and pieces of a, you know, 220-pound bluefin are a nightmare, and you just can't do that fish justice like Raymond can. You know
no
what I mean?
Way.
As far as how that fish is taken apart and stored, and those guys are the masters at it.
Put it on ice. If you come in at night, put it on ice. Call them the next morning. Say, I got a fish for
that's
you.
That's the ticket, man. Don't even worry about it the day you come in. You
just
get that thing,
it and gut it and
get that
bleed
thing
it.
Bled, get the guts out of it, get it on good ice while it's on the boat. When you come home from dealing, you and your three buddies lift that thing into the truck, go to the store, load your kill bag completely full of ice, let it sit overnight, give it to Raymond. You will have the best product you've ever had in your whole life.
Fisherman'sProcessing.com. Check it out.
All right. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Pete, who's calling us from Tustin this morning. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Rick, Pete, Mr. Ireland? How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, I got a great story. 1989, I was looking at an ad, and somebody said, go down to the East Cape, and my wife and I decided to take a little trip, and we ended up at the Buena Vista, Spa Buena Vista.
Uh-huh.
Well, the 2 days after that, we went down to your place, started hanging out, stayed there at that little outside bar, and we had sat down, and we met a parrot that we believe is her name or his name was Montico.
We had four or five parrots, and we had a parrot named Montego. We sure did.
Good memory.
Well, this one, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden the bird goes, I can talk, can you fly? Well, we lost it. We lost it, but we had a great time down there, and the legend goes we turned our friends on to the East Cape, and since 89, everybody's been going. I mean,
yeah,
it's just a fantastic.
It's changed. It's changed a lot since 89, yeah.
It changed a lot. Yeah. Changed a little, John. That's the thing about Rancho Rancero.
Exactly. For me, it's changed
East
a lot.
East Cape has changed.
Overall, it's changed.
Yeah,
East Cape
you don't have to. You don't have to bribe the caseta to get a phone call out.
No, I can just grab my own cell phone. That's one of the big things that's changed is communication. And that's what it made. You know, if someone could literally live down on the in Baja Sur and run a business in the United States with the Internet and everything, and that's what's happening. People are running a business from other countries and getting away with it. When I first started, of course, it was calling the show was the one time one day of the week or 2 days of the week that I could actually talk to. So it was hard for me not to be colloquial. Hey, Pete, what's going on? What's happening
up
there?
What's
going on up there?
What are you doing?
Because I got rock fever down here. None. Absolutely none.
There was no Internet. There were no phones.
So when I'd leave, you know, I'd have to plan everything out, you know, because there was no way to call back in or do anything. It was different days. The logistics were much, much more difficult back in the old days.
Yeah, very few flights.
Yeah, well, it's La Paz to Tijuana, and then that was the early days. I was there before the airport, and the airport now is the second busiest airport in all of Mexico.
Unbelievable. It's a crazy airport.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
there was 3,600
sure.
People when I first went in all of Cabo County. Now there's almost 400,000.
Wow.
And that's
crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out all kinds of great stuff. We're going to be taking your phone calls, and we're going to find out what's cooking. We got Yanni from the Fisherman's Belly online when we come back. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com. And find a dealer near you.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Take a ride and be amazed. That's exactly what you need to do when the Sea Keeper demo boat comes to town this month. Starting at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Friday, September 15th to Sunday the 17th. Then the following weekend, September 22nd to the 24th at Big Bay Yachts at Intrepid Landing in San Diego Bay. Then Sea Keeper Boat will head up the coast to Southern California Boat Show, Thursday, September 28th to Sunday, October 1st. This is your chance to check out the Sea Keeper 3, optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, you'll see this gyro is so small, it can fit inside a customized leaning post. And coming soon, the Sea Keeper Keeper 2, perfect for your 25-foot boat. To take a free Sea Keeper test ride, just come down to one of the three locations or arrange a specific time through the Sea Keeper website, seakeeper.com, and click Take a Ride to reserve your free Sea Keeper demo ride. Seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, you know, you heard the Seakeeper Spot, that amazing device that makes basically stops the boat from rolling. They have the demo boat down at Dana Landing today. So you want to go try it out for free, go take a test ride. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Take a ride, be amazed, is there, because that's exactly what it does. So today at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, they'll be there. And then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they'll be at Big Bay Yachts over next to Point Loma Seafoods.
What is it?
Next to the San Diego Landings, Seakeeper. Go down,
what does
take
it do?
A ride,
what is it?
Be amazed.
What is it?
It's a gyro that basically stops your boat from rolling.
Oh, okay.
You need to go check it out.
Completely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Completely stops
it's
the boat from motion on the ocean.
Yep.
You're
really?
In big waves, side to side. Your boat just levels doesn't out perfectly flat.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Computers.
It's phenomenal technology. But go down to Dana Landing. Just sign up right there and take a test ride.
I will.
On the Seakeeper boat. Yeah, pretty phenomenal.
I will.
Yeah, indeed. Worth it. It's worth the trip down
it
there.
Is.
No doubt about it. Hey, always worth the trip is to go to fishermansbelly.com and talk to our buddy Yanni. Good morning, Yanni.
Show this morning. What a great show.
Thank you, Yanni. What are we cooking today?
Well, you know, we're talking about Mexico, and I put together a brand new recipe that's directly from Mexico. Listen, last weekend we had the third annual James Leibowitz kayak tournament in La Jolla, and I ended up cooking food for everyone. And I put together a tasty but simple fish burrito that everyone just absolutely loved. The reason I picked that recipe was we had a lot of fish, we had a lot of people, and I wanted to be efficient and serve a lot of people tasty food as quickly as I could. So I made the white sauce at home the night before, and the white sauce, believe it or not, has got charred jalapeno and pickled jalapeno, and instead of cilantro, the white sauce has got mint. People were blown away at the white sauce. It was spicy and it was cool at the same time.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, it was. It was incredible. But here's the really great part. All we had to do was just grill the fish. We had yellowtail and cabbage, the white sauce, and flour tortillas, and I was feeding 60 people. The real beauty of this recipe, and I figured it out after I've been putting it together all week, is this recipe really teaches people and helps people learn how to perfect grilling fish. Because ultimately, when you're grilling your fish in your backyard, you've got different size pieces of fillets sitting on the grill. And it's really hard to tell which one's cooked and which one's overcooked. But with this recipe, because you end up shredding the fish at the end, while the fish is on the grill, you get to start cracking those fillets wide open and looking in the middle of them while you're cooking. So now you can figure out and you'll get a sense of how long it takes to cook a smaller, thinner fillet, and how long it takes to cook a bigger, fatter fillet. Believe me, once you learn how to not to overcook fish, you'll be a genius at home. You'll be a great fisherman and a great cook all at the same time.
Great idea. Now, you can get that recipe right now at fishermansbelly.com. We'll have it up on our angler's table at letstalkhookup.com very soon. Yanni, you're the best. Thanks a lot for that great recipe.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Pete. And one last thing. I've got three videos on my YouTube channel. It's called Fisherman's Belly Channel. Check out all three videos on the YouTube channel. Thanks again,
fellas. Great YouTube channel. Check it out. Fisherman's Belly YouTube channel. All right.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
See you, Yanni.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, speaking of great stuff on the web, you know, we archive every show. And our man on the other side of the glass, Adam, not only answers the phone, not only runs the board, but he also does our archives, too. He just created something new.
It's really cool.
A photo shot of the studio that goes with the archive. So you can actually see John and myself and Rick in the studio while you're listening to the Let's Talk Hookup archive. It's available on our archives page, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on the archive and tune in and check it out.
You got it. Hey, well, let's jump into the phones. They are jam-packed up. The only line open, we have a single toll-free line, 877-792-1090. We're going to talk to Brian, calling us from Harupa Valley. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just had a couple questions. I was wondering, I'm not a big on taking those kayaks out. I was wondering if they had ATVs to do, like, surf fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And then what Super Panga would you ask for if you were going down in June for the tournament?
The Super Pangas are $350 for the whole boat, up to three people.
And which one? Santos is already booked. I can pretty much guarantee you that. But some of the other
fans,
you got a lot of great.
Alonzo's
a really good one. If Alonzo's available, I'd grab Alonzo.
Jorge. Yeah,
Jorge's another one.
They're all really good, and the Super Panga fishing is different fishing. It's a unique clientele. You're really fishing yourself. The difference between the fishing a Super Panga and a cruiser is you really, when you jump in that boat, you're involved. You're either steering the boat yourself or you're putting out the lines, the lures yourself.
Yeah.
Because there's only the captain, you're involved, and nobody's baiting your fish for you. You're doing it all yourself.
Rancho Leonardo is the best Super Panga fleet, period, of any resort in the East Cape. There's no debate on that.
No, yeah.
It absolutely is. So any of those guys are great.
Anybody, and all of them have been doing it for years and years.
Yeah.
Not only that, they probably 20th generation fishermen. That's their grandparents were subsistence fishermen. That's how they got by, and great grandparents. So the people from that village of La Rivera, that was their fishing was their source of revenue. So they know all the spots. Yeah. They're really, really good fishermen.
You work it out with Eddie, and down when you're down there, and
but it's different fishing. When you go on a cruiser, you get more taken care of. You sit back. They do almost everything for you. But if you really want to fish yourself, and we've got a clientele that. Most of them have their own boats up here in the United States, and they want to fish.
They want to
fish.
And if you want a super ponga, a little more money, but that Scorpion,
the twin outboard Scorpion,
that's a killer one.
That's a killer
Scorpion
one too, yeah.
Fishing. And you can book that through the ranch.
And the super, yeah, you, oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We book Regalo and the Scorpion through the ranch.
For
Bass
sure,
boats
so.
For sure. And also another thing, a nice thing about the super pongas is you can fish. They catch just as many fish as the cruisers. You can fish way outside. But there's an advantage inside. They'll come in a little closer for the inside fish, rock fish.
And the ATV rentals. We haven't covered that. If you
want
to go ATV, and they'll bring them right to the ranch, right?
Yep, they sure do.
Yeah. Which company do you use? Do you know?
Well, there's two or three.
Yeah.
And normally we've been using, there's like a
Quadman.
We use Quadman a lot.
Yeah.
They've all got
the Quad Girl now.
They've all got new equipment.
Quad Girl used to work for Quadman. Now she's Quad Girl.
And they're all extremely popular. But the equipment is exceptional. I was looking at all their new quads. They've got beautiful new equipment.
Yeah.
And they deliver it right to the ranch. And
so you can arrange that when you make your reservation with the ranch.
Yeah, actually, you can't do it from the ranch, but the ranch will give you the number to call directly.
Okay.
And you can, but for insurance reasons, we can't book directly
for you.
But
you can help.
You'll help us.
Lessen the steps.
Yeah, we'll give you the phone number to call, and they'll deliver right to the front of the ranch.
And a lot of times you can prearrange it just by an email.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. It's one of the few places that you can get away with still riding up and down the beach.
Pretty
awesome stuff, fun stuff. And also, you know, as you know, it gives you the opportunity to go to the fish. Rather than sitting in one spot and fishing off the beach, you can run up and down the beach and go to the action rather than waiting for the action to come to you. So it ups your success rate for shore fishing a bunch.
That's cool.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, we're jumping right back in. This time we're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
awesome.
John.
So as always, two questions. To go snorkeling at the ranch, can you do it right off the beach, or do you need to go out in a boat? And then second question is, have you guys seen or caught swordfish there?
Well, the diving is right off. There's no room at the hotel that's not 100 yards from the reef right in front. You just step right down the front of the hotel, and you're on the reef.
And you have great snorkel gear right there.
We have got great equipment. We've got everything. Literally, all
kayaks, stand-up paddle boards.
Yeah, we do. We've got everything there. But that snorkeling on that reef is as good a snorkeling as anywhere in the world. My wife and I travel and dive, and that's one of my passions, and that's why I bought the ranch, because I went out there snorkeling the first time I got on the property, and that's what sold me. The snorkeling off the front is just killer. Really, really worthy. And what was the other question? I'm sorry.
Oh, do you guys catch any swordfish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, occasionally. I'd say in the whole area, maybe 10 a year. Always, it seems like early spring when the water's a little cooler. And we see them all the time. They're just a tough fish to get to bite. And they hang around, and they'll hang around the boat and just drive you bonkers. You could reach out and hit them over the head with the gaff, you know, and club them.
Yep.
You can't get them to bite.
Them bite. Yeah.
But we have them around, but they're tough. And there's
that's
a limit.
Springtime, right?
Early spring. Yeah, when the water's cooler, when the water's still in the 70s.
Yeah.
Once the water hits 80, they're gone. They're not around. But there's kind of a limit to the size you can catch too. Anything over 150, 180 pounds, forget about it.
It's just too tough.
Oh, they're just too tough.
The toughest thing in the world.
They get the biggest propeller on them of anybody.
Yeah.
They really do.
Thanks a lot for the call, John.
How about next up,
John.
We talk to another John. This John's calling us from Long Beach. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to ask John, you piqued my interest talking about golf there. How far is the nearest golf course from your property?
Well, give me 6 months and 10 minutes.
It's going to be the fourth.
Right now it's about an hour right now because of Gary Barnes Webb is professional caliber golfer. He really, really is.
His best friend is Nick Price.
Yeah, and Nick has a place down on the ranch, and I ride in the cart when I go with him. just in awe. I don't want to get in their way. Yeah, but it's about an hour away now, and Gary gets phenomenal green fees. Gary can help set you up and all that if you're interested in going. If you give us another 6 months, we got a Robert Trent Jones that's coming in that should be done
by next summer?
Yeah, by next summer.
Wow. Sure. But if there's multiple golf courses down in Cabo that Gary has the ends on, like you say,
he can get the
local rate for you.
Yeah, he gets, incredibly, $60-$70.
Jesus.
Yeah, and there's some of them.
All right, thank you.
All right, you bet. Good deal. Just arrange that when you get down to the ranch, and they'll take care of that. Let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
All right, you got it. How about we talk to Bruce, calling us from Lemon Grove. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry you're on speaker. Got my hands full of a bunch of yellowfin.
Nice.
Yeah,
no problem, buddy.
Pretty decent. Hey, John, is there any, like, rock drop-off spots for, like, sheep's head or rockfish and stuff like that?
We caught a big sheep's head early this year. You saw the picture of it. It probably would have been a world record.
Yeah. Now, where's all that Wachinango coming from?
Yeah, that's
snapper. That's, yeah. Those are the most delicious fish.
They do. They come and they go. They're different. They call them snapper, but they've got a crusher mouth. Uh-huh. They got more like a mullet mouth on them than the traditional, like the barred or the dog tooth snapper. And they come in and out. But this time of year, you find them a lot off Sorabo Island. On the windward side of Sorabo Island. They seem to be bunched up over there. We get them in frequently. We don't get them all the time. You're much more apt to catch a dogtooth or a barred pargo.
Yeah, and then there's that amberjack zone right off of La Rivera, right?
Right.
There's that reef out there that can either catch wahoo. If you're fishing the bottom, you catch snapper.
Well, that's
you
that
catch,
drop off.
That's
marlin.
A big drop off.
In fact, the East Cape Bisbee, you know, the marlin tournament, I think they figured that 70% of the winning fish have been off of the drop off.
Is that right?
Between La Rivera and Punta Colorado. That drop off there is deadly. Two and a half, 3 miles off the beach, and it's no more than 10 minutes from the ranch.
Yeah.
When I do the tournaments, I fish that. I can always see the hotel, and I feel like I should be doing a longer boat ride or doing something, you know, stand that close to the hotel. But that's where the fish are.
Well,
that drop off really produces everything.
And that's one of the reasons Bob Van Wormer called that area, the Palmas Bay, the great fish trap, because there's all these great drop offs, the upwellings, and that's what makes the East Cape such an amazing fishery.
And that park and all that.
You know, yeah.
Another thing that's really I need to mention is the park. When the park started, Bob Van Wormer and I were instrumental in starting the park when it was a state park. And the feds took over like a year or 2 years later and tripled the size of the park, which upset me. I thought it was too big and it was keeping us out of the area. I've changed my mind a bunch. That's one of the reasons we're catching as many fish as we are is that such a, it's a breeding ground. It's
kind of a very unique environment.
It's unique. Yeah, they're using it to compare.
Very different than the parks we have here. These are just regular ground here, right. But that place is just special. A unique environment.
They try to compare these parks up here to
Pomo. No, it's no comparison.
No, there's not. No, that's a unique spot. It's like diving. The visibility there is unpredictable because it's got so much microplankton. There's such a food chain in that water. It is so full of fish. You cannot dive anywhere in the world and see more fish.
No doubt about it.
In that spot. But now they're coming out. I was getting ready to say, so you see the boats off the lighthouse and then around the boundary, the outside boundary of the park.
Yep.
Catching these tuna and these dorado. They're coming out of that park. For sure.
Bruce, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jims. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Everyone knows kites and yummy flyers are the hot item, but do you have the right tackle for that big bite? Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica 52-speed reel filled with 130-pound PowerPro Hollow Ace and a Shimano Therese 72 double extra heavy rod. At Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have more experience and expertise on fishing for big local bluefin tuna than anyone else. So why take a chance on your fish of a lifetime? Let us set you up with a Shimano rod and reel that will get the job done. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, a big congratulations is going to go out to this owner of a brand new pair of Maui Jims. The Haleakalas is going to Carrie in San Diego. Carrie, congratulations. You are going to love these glasses.
Indeed. And you will love Rancho Leonero. If you haven't been there, you need to go.
No doubt.
John, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Leonero, how do we do that?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252. We have a lot of photos, RanchoLeonero.com.
Great website, RanchoLeonero.com. You talk to the lovely Pam or your daughter Jeannie.
Olivia. Good girls.
Great staff there.
Yeah, for sure.
Indeed. And make a reservation. Go on our Let's Talk Hookup trip. All the details on that are on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Check it out and join us next June. It's a good time.
June's a good month.
Yeah,
it's definitely a really good month. And book your boat. Call early.
Yeah, call now. Hey, thanks a lot for listening. Don't forget, letstalkhookup.com, your source for all the good information there. We have our YouTube channel link, the Facebook, the Instagram, all right at the very top of the page. You can also listen to archives and now see a photo, thanks to Adam, on the other side of the glass there of the studio shot of that very show on our Let's Talk Hookup archive page. So check that out. Thanks, Adam, again for all your hard work for us. And thank you for listening. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Corey Sandin from MC Swimbaits will be here. And then next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.